SHAJPI, Scientific Voices.
My name is Daniel Pleissner. I work in the field of biotechnology and environmental engineering. My main area of research is the efficient utilization of biomass and in particular organic waste. In the lab, we do it at lab scale, but also at larger scale. And I'm particularly working on processes for making nutrients available from organic waste, applying the recovered nutrients in processes and producing proteins and other organic chemical compounds, which can be used by industry for materials formation. My background is bioengineer. I'm an environmental engineer and I'm a biologist by training. So at the beginning, when I started my studies, I started with bioengineering and I figured out, after my bachelor, I would like to apply the knowledge I gained in bioengineering to solve environmental issues. And it started with the end of the pipe, actually, when it was my first student project, where I studied the remediation of contaminated soils in Poland. And it did work out, but it was really expensive to remediate the soils. And there was no chance that the process I was working on is going to be implemented. And then I decided, well, it doesn't make sense that we always fight at the end of the pipe against the consequences of our acting. But we have to start at the beginning. So how can we apply materials that do not harm the environment? How can we transform to a bio-based society? And then this is how it developed. So it started with biomass production, then it went over to biomass utilization. And now it is some kind of an integrated concept, biomass production and biomass utilization, which keeps me busy every day. Integrated concept of biomass production and biomass utilization is necessary because if we want to further develop our bioeconomy, if we want to further go in our transformation to a bio-based society, then we need biomass. We need bio-based products. But where do we get the biomass from? This is a huge issue. We cannot keep our agriculture area busy because they are exhausted at one point. So we have to make sure that we produce biomass in a sustainable and environmentally friendly way. So in this organic waste utilization approach, we use the organic waste as a nutrient source for new clean biomass. And we have a rather crazy approach where we plan to use organic waste already as food and feed, which is, I know, there are many legal restrictions. So we cannot use organic waste in the food and feed sector. But this is an idea where we are working on. But so far, what is possible is to take the organic waste, to hydrolyze the organic waste, take out the nutrients, give the nutrients to microalgae, for instance, let the microalgae convert the nutrients into new algal biomass, and then convert the algal biomass into different products of interest. Proteins are possible. Pigments, many, many different kinds of organic compounds which have a high value can be extracted. So this mixture, this integration, this combination of biomass, organic waste utilization, biomass production, and biomass utilization, this is really, really complicated sometimes. My research contributes to the transformation of the fossil-based economy to a bio-based one. I want to make sure that we have the compounds and the materials available to cover the needs, but also to have sufficient proteins available to cover the needs for food and feed. Our society transforms to a bio-based one, and all the products we currently use, or most of the products we currently use, are fossil-based. So, using the approach I'm working on, we try to supply source materials, source resources we need to transform to a bio-based one. Let's say take plastic materials as an example. So we can convert biomass and organic waste in particular to plastic materials, but we can also produce clothes and so the research I'm doing is influencing so actually everybody's life. And but I have also to say I'm not the only one who's working in this field. There are many groups worldwide working on this subject because it is a huge issue we have to solve. One project I'm proud of is ClimAqua. In ClimAqua, partners from Norway, Germany, and Kenya, and South Africa are working on improving the environmental impact of the aquaculture sector. So feed production for aquaculture is responsible for most of the greenhouse gas emissions in the aquaculture sector, and this is connected to land use. So we want to decouple aquaculture from land-based aquaculture by producing the feed from the waste streams appearing during the cultivation of fish and so on. So this is done with the help of the cyanobacterium Atrospira platensis. So this particular strain takes the nutrients we get from the waste streams appearing from aquaculture and produces biomass. And we use the biomass to feed then the fish afterwards. So the knowledge we expect is a climate-adapted cultivation strategy for Atrospira platensis with a minimized environmental impact. So we want to find out what is the best cultivation strategy for Africa, what is the best one for Germany, what is the best one for Norway. So we have three different climate zones, more or less. So we can learn from each other. We can exchange the knowledge we have gained so far regarding the climate change and what it means for our society, how we can deal with it. We have strict work plans. So we distributed the tasks over the different areas. So predefined that Africa is focusing on phototrophic cultivation. We predefined that Norway is focusing on heterotrophic cultivation. And then we see how is the environmental impact in each of the countries. And then we try to figure out what we can do better. So we have an intense knowledge exchange here. So we are in contact regularly. We exchange data to see where we are and how we should proceed to reach our project's goal. So we applied for FOSC funding because it provides the opportunity to work with partners in abroad and to, FOSC provides us the basis actually to target such an international and interdisciplinary project with a specific goal to climate change and measures against the climate impact we are facing.